you know, you have a court order for child support. It's the first of the month and the child support doesn't come. And you need that child support. You need it to pay, you know, the rent. You need to pay the food. You're the one who's the primary parent. And what are you going to do? Now, they come that weekend. Maybe the child support's now 5 days late and they're supposed to have parenting time. And maybe the parenting time's court ordered. Now, what do you do? Do you say you're not going to see the kids until you pay child support? Because if you do that, just remember, you're self-helping. And courts don't like that, on the whole. Welcome to Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind. I'm Corey Shapiro, and I'm here to help you in that space between activation, getting flooded, getting angry, and taking an action. Because those actions, when you're coming from maybe not your wisest self, can have long-term negative consequences. That's the goal of this podcast, to help you in that space. In today's episode, we're going to focus on the issue of what happens when you don't get that child support. And you want that child support, you need that child support, but you don't get it. And that activates you. And you might want to do something. And the core message here is, you just can't take matters into your own hands. You know, I have a little dog. I have a dachshund. Her name's Ella. And if someone broke into my house and stole Ella, and I knew it was my neighbor, I couldn't just break into their house and take my dog back, even though I'm justified. I would have to go through the police officer and tell the police officer they stole my dog, and they'll go knock on their door and get my dog back. And there's a whole process for child support. So that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about self-help. Let me give you some concepts and definitions. Self-help is so important, so key. Self-help means, just like what I did with my dog, you take matters into your own hands and you violate potential laws or you do something you're not supposed to do. I want you to understand the support collection unit, or here in New York, we call it SCU, support collection unit. Every state probably has something different, but there's a whole process, you know, like an administration that deals with collecting child support, just like we have established the police to deal with, you know, legal matters, crimes. And that's what I want you to think about when I give you this example. So let's say, you know, you have a court order for child support. It's the first of the month and the child support doesn't come and you need that child support. You need it to pay, you know, the rent, you need to pay the food. You're the one who's the primary parent. And what are you going to do? Now, they come that weekend. Maybe the child support's now 5 days late and they're supposed to have parenting time. And maybe the parenting time's court ordered. Now, what do you do? Do you say you're not going to see the kids until you pay child support? Because if you do that, just remember, you're self-helping. And courts don't like that, on the whole. What you have to do is, just like what I had to do if someone stole my dog, I have to go through the process. Okay? So my paraphrase is, when they stop paying, you start planning. And the planning here is, you have to make sure that you're doing the right thing. So let me give you some action steps to break this all down. They're late with child support. There's a court order. But what you don't realize is, just because the court ordered them to pay child support on the first of the month, I mean, some people take that as suggestions. You know, it's not like the world's going to stop. And what you have to do, unfortunately, is you have to get them to pay the child support through one of these organizations that the support collection unit, and then they are entrusted with collecting child support. Now, they don't necessarily have to even pay the support collection unit, but the difference is they have the ability to enforce that order. And what they can do is a couple of things, and it starts getting nasty. They can intercept your refund for your tax return. They can, I believe they could take away your license, maybe your passport. I'm not 100% sure it's in your state, but they have that kind of power. And then the worst thing they can do is they could put you in jail. You know, if you owe money on credit cards, you don't pay them, they're not going to put you in jail. You're going to go to bankruptcy. So there's a lot of power these organizations have, but it takes time and you might be behind. So you might be saying, Corey, that's all well and good, but how am I going to pay this month's rent? How am I going to pay the bills? I rely on that child support. Here's what I'm going to tell you, and this is going to be tough. At least it's going to be tough until you can do it. I want you to be a month ahead. I want you to be a month ahead on your fixed expenses, not all your expenses. You know, some months like December for a lot of people or November is a lot because we buy, you know, gifts maybe for Christmas or other holidays. But just your fixed expenses, your rent, maybe your basic foods, insurance, whatever your fixed expenses are, utilities, and see if you can get a month ahead. So if your monthly expenses, let's say, is $4,000 a month, that's what I want you to have in the bank 30 days before it's due, and just sitting there. Because if they're late by a day or 10 days or 20 days, it's not going to drive you crazy. And I would tell you this, I am all about extreme ownership, you know, taking matters into my own hands. If I had to work a second job just to get that month ahead, to me, that's peace of mind versus dealing with someone who's going to be late on payments where I'm always going to have this agita. This agita is what my mom would say. This grief. So think about that. All right, let me just give you my lawyer's hat. Whatever you do, be careful using self-help. Courts frown on it. They have a whole procedure set up. And even though I'm justified breaking into my neighbor's apartment to get my dog back, I don't think the judge is going to like that because I just violated some laws. All right, so remember that. You got this. Even if you don't believe it, I believe it for you. And I know it's going to be tough. I know it's going to be tough to get 30 days ahead, but you can do it. Don't self-help. You got this. Thanks for listening. I'm Corey Shapiro.
This podcast offers general information only. It cannot replace legal advice. If you need tailored advice, contact an attorney licensed to practice in your area.